I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning, and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. This is just going to be, I think I need to change my opening. This is just going to be 2 hours of some level of sanity in an insane world. I've used that kind of catchphrase for a couple of years now, but it's never been more appropriate. So that's what we're going with now. Yes, I'm going to do stories behind the stories. I've got a big one today. We're talking about all this Ukraine ridiculousness. Nobody's paying attention to the billions of dollars that are flowing. Here's what we do. Here is what we do as a nation. Just think about this for a second. For all of you partisans out there who believe your party's going to fix it all, we've been doing this for decades and decades under both parties. We borrow money from China or Japan or Germany or Saudi Arabia. Israel's been buying a lot of our bonds. We borrow money from another country and then we give it to another country. We borrow money from Japan, let's just say, for this example. We borrow money from Japan and then we give it to the government of Ukraine, and then we're on the hook, you and me, you know, the taxpayer, not the politicians who gave them the money. It doesn't matter. They don't care. They don't have a dog in this hunt. They get their pensions. They're on the government teat for the rest of their lives. But for you and me, we pay back Japan for the money we gave Ukraine plus interest. This is the foreign policy of the United States. And the people out here, we can't pay attention to that. We can't walk and chew gum at the same time. We can't stop our politicians from borrowing money and giving it away to other countries that you and your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids and your nieces and your nephews, I don't care, maybe you don't have kids. Maybe that's why you don't give a crap about the future of this country. I know there's lots of you out there, because I got to be honest with you. If I didn't have kids, what would I care? I'd just let the good times roll. See, the greatest generation, the baby boomer generation, and my generation, Generation X, we've just enjoyed the party while it's going on. We have no concerns on how this thing ends up. Screw the kids. You hear me that? You hear me, millennials? You hear me, all you toddlers out there? Hey, fetuses, can you hear me? Nobody cares about you. We're too busy. We want to line it. We want to feather our nests now. We're taking it all now. But think about that for a second. This is Central Mississippi's safe space for independent thinking, right? So take a minute to think about it. We borrow money from China. China. You know, the evil empire that we're facing down in the tariff war. We take money from China, we give it to Ukraine, and then we pay China back with interest. Well, our kids and our grandkids will, eventually, sometime, maybe. That's the reality. That's actually what's going on now. Now, that is not as sexy as Ambassador Sondland yesterday. And he said this, and then he said that. This was a smoking gun. This was a bombshell. This was an exoneration. Trump says it's over. It's so exciting. It's the new soap opera. The reality show. We elected a reality show president, and good God almighty, have we got a reality show going on now. And everybody's all swaddled up in it, aren't they? Taking their sides. What is the, I don't know, Twilight? Was it like a Team Edward and a Team somebody else? Or I guess Harry Potter? I'm going to be incredibly bad about making these cultural references because I don't watch Harry Potter and I didn't watch the Twilight movies. It just seems that I recall hearing something like a Team Hufflepuff. Is that right? Or did I just make that word up, Hufflepuff? That's what we are. Because you know why? Because the American people, and it's not just us, but I'm talking to an American audience. This is around the world. The American people, as a society, we're children. We're little babies. We need to be entertained. Are you not entertained, as Maximus says in the great movie Gladiator? You got more hearings now, probably a lot of people not listening to me right now because they're glued to the impeachment set. They either think that Trump did absolutely nothing wrong and they're just watching these people and they can't wait to take to Twitter tonight after the hearings or to talk about how the entire day showed that Trump hadn't done anything wrong. And then the other half of people are watching this stuff and they say, oh, look at that. That's a bombshell. It proves that Donald Trump's a criminal and they can't wait till the impeachment hearings are over so they can take to Twitter and tell everybody that Donald Trump's a criminal. American people are a bunch of children. And I'm talking 90-95%. I'm kind of down on things today. Have you noticed that? There are a few people that get it. I'm going to read a little bit from a little thing. This is from a guy named Gary Barnett. He writes for LouRockwell.com. Never heard of LouRockwell.com? I don't blame you. It doesn't have the tasty little partisan bits that a Breitbart or a Daily Caller will have. It's got some thinking stuff on there, some kind of libertarian stuff, things that don't worship politicians or parties, things like that. So I don't expect a lot of people to be watching that, but just bear with me, hear this, see what you think about it. I don't know if I want to read all this. I clipped it all because it was really a good article. The once great country of America has gone through many changes, and these changes, while implemented by the design of its true rulers, are not understood by the huddled masses that have been taught to accept mediocrity as desired normalcy. The ruling class fully understands that the only way to control people and to finally control the world is to stifle individual excellence by creating a society that refuses to think. And boy, have they accomplished that in spades. Absolutely in spades. This has been accomplished through planned conflict, the instilling of fear, the total control of education by the puppet state, by building dependence through public welfare, and by dominating most all positions of power in a myriad of state, corporate, and important intellectual appointments. This guy, Gary Barnett at LouRockwell.com, says, I believe the common people are not incapable of intelligent thought, but have given in to the pressure from their self-appointed overseers and accepted a subordinate position in society. They have been programmed to suppress their curiosity and therefore have chosen to hide from responsibility. I refer to this attitude as fear of freedom. Boy, that is so true. I don't know if that hits you like it hits me. Most people are scared to be truly free. That's why you love law and order. Every time a politician passes a law, it must be followed. It might not be right, but we can sort that out later. Right now it's a law, so it must be followed. They need to spy on us, Mike. Our government needs to keep tabs on us because they are trying to keep us safe. They love us. Don't question it. Yes, it's Soviet-style tactics. Yes, this is the kind of stuff that we looked at the Soviet Union in 1984 when they were spying on their own citizens and we found it abhorrent, but it's good for us now, Mike. You don't understand. There's a terrorist behind every tree. I see it on Fox News. I'll finish this up. Gary Bennett says, I refer to this attitude as fear of freedom, as freedom requires much work, a strong moral base, an active intellect, and constant defense of self-rule. It is difficult to achieve and even more difficult to keep, so most are willing to take the easy way. By doing so, tyranny of the masses is always the resulting societal structure. In any society such as this, what the common people perceive as freedom is in reality a type of controlled servitude. That's right. While this should be easily recognized by most, it is not. And this is mainly due to a fear of the truth. So pretending that the threat does not exist allows the underclass to avoid conflict, but only temporarily. That's such a good article. It's so well written, and I understand that it just flies over the head of the vast majority of Americans. See, we've been taught that this mediocrity. I was watching yesterday. I was looking for some news. I'm so incredibly bored by this news cycle. The impeachment is going nowhere. It is nothing but political theater. It matters not what is said, what is presented, what is not said. None of it matters. Trump's not going anywhere. It's just a big show. And then I watched part of the Democratic debate last night. Another group of just absolute idiots pandering to a bunch of helpless children on the Democratic side who apparently can't get up and tie their shoes for themselves in the morning without the government coming by and tapping them on the shoulder and telling them they'll take over from here. We have come to a place in this country where we're just trying to get the least worst constantly. Just the least worst. This has been going on for decades. I see no bright lights anywhere. American people are scared to think for themselves. If you question Donald Trump, you're not loyal. You're a never Trumper if you say anything critical of Donald Trump. If you say anything positive to Donald Trump, you're supporting a fascist, a Hitler. What is wrong with you? You're a racist, a homophobe. American people refuse to think for themselves, by and large. I may have gotten some level of the, I call it the elite eight. I'm going to say 8% of the people might be able to think for themselves. Regular listeners for the show may entertain a thought that doesn't already fit into their narrative. I mean, I'm watching the mass brainwashing on both sides of this operation turn into two opposing cults because everybody refuses to think for themselves. And this foreign aid stuff is about as easy, I think, a slam dunk on this from anybody who's conservative, who really is interested in small, limited government. You know what the Republicans pretend to be for. Why are the Republicans not talking about this? Can I ask you that? There's a million questions I could ask. Why aren't the Republicans doing X, Y, and Z? And this is why I'm not a Republican anymore, and this is why you're not going to catch me at the polls in 2020 pulling a lever for Cindy Hyde Smith. And boy, didn't we have our chance? We had our chance. We had our chance to break the, even if we let Espy have 2 years of fun in the, I don't know. I digress. I won't even go in that. We're going to talk about some foreign aid today. I've got, you know, a couple of disgusting things from the debates last night with the Democrats. If you saw anything interesting, I mean, I'm not watching these things. You understand that, right? I'm not going to watch any of these debates. I'm not going to watch any of this impeachment stuff. I will watch the headlines the next day, catch a couple of clips, and 99% of the time I look at it and go, so what? God bless America. So what about all of this stuff? None of it matters. And the American people are just so wrapped up in this. Like I say, we got a reality show president, and that's not to knock him. Look, we knew what we were getting. But it does just show that Americans are just... We like the show. We don't want to think. Entertain us. Let us sit our overweight butts in a chair and tell us what to think. Put scenes in front of us. Make the pictures go. Say the words. You know, people don't read books anymore. They don't have any thought. They don't actually intellectually debate with anybody. I did comment section theater the other day. This shows we've devolved into like sixth grade name callers. It's pathetic. I don't know. I know we've had partisanship before. And, you know, sometimes I watch mainstream television and I say, what has happened to this country? I mean, seriously, Judge Judy makes $50 million a year. What the hell is wrong with our country? This woman is so popular. People are watching that show in such great numbers that Judge Judy gets $50 million a year. I think that's right. Something like that. It's obscene, whatever it is. And then I stop and think to myself, well, Mike, don't be so judgy. Everybody gets a guilty pleasure. But, I mean, everybody's got what guilt? The drag race? What's the RuPaul show? How many years has this thing been on? I understand. I guess I've got guilty pleasures. There's comedies that I like that other people wouldn't like. I mean, I guess I get all this. But, man, I also read. I also think for myself sometimes. We've got this reality show going on. I'm living in your reality show. I want out. I want out. I didn't sign up for this. Nobody cast me for this. I didn't want to be a part of the American reality show that is what is happening right now. I want to live in the real world with real relationships and real thoughts and not this fantasy world where every word that comes out of our government mouth, the media's mouth, our politicians' mouth, all of it is just lies. They just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and lie, and then everybody believes it if their side tells them the lie. The other side's obviously lying. I actually heard yesterday, I don't remember where I heard this. It was in the background or I heard it on a news thing, where one Congress critter yesterday said something to one of the witnesses and said that was like a three Pinocchio moment. And another Congress critter said, yeah, well, you had a five Pinocchio, moment. And the crowd in the hearing clapped. I guess this was a big victory. I mean, I guess this was part of the debate. This is at the highest levels of our government. Do you understand this? Do you understand what we have put on top of us, what we have supported, and what we have elected up on top of us? These are not the best and the brightest. These are the most craven for power, the most corrupt, and the most insane. Well, I'm going to talk about some facts today. I don't know if it matters. You can tune in. There will be another station, WGOP, somewhere. There's actually an impeachment hearing going on right now. You can go check your Daily Caller and your Breitbart and get your marching orders and tell you what to think, you know, because I know a lot of stuff's kind of – I actually did this. You know, I remember when I was a real partisan, I would hear something, and it would kind of hurt my brain for a second. I was like, oh, I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do with that. And then I would wait for Rush Limbaugh or I would read something. Oh, okay. Okay, I know how that fits. See, that really didn't seem very consistent with conservatism, but now I understand how I can twist it into the space of conservatism. You have to do all these mental gymnastics. You know, Democrats have to do that with wars and with the health insurers doubling their profits during Obamacare and with Hillary Clinton raising billions of dollars while she's Secretary of State. You gotta take in the lies, and sometimes it's not apparent on how you're going to justify these lies. You have to find an outlet that will tell you how to do it, and then you can do it. Oh, okay. Now I understand how I can believe that X, Y, or Z is actually good for our side. Yeah, The foreign aid numbers are pretty stunning stuff. I got to tell you, it's pretty stunning stuff. So I'm going to talk about that today. While we're talking about whether or not somebody knew something at a certain time, and did they say these words or did they not, and did Giuliani do this or did they do that, what is consistent, what doesn't really matter to the headlines and the reality show that's being put in front of you, completely staged up, I believe. What happens year in and year out is reckless spending of American taxpayer dollars. And I'll say it one more time. They take money out of your check. That's right. When do you get paid? First of the month, 15th? Every 2 weeks? Every Friday? Once a month? When do you get paid? Well, every one of those little checks you get, maybe not so little for some people, that federal withholding, they take money from you. Is that a voluntary exchange? Did you check a box when you got hired and said, hey, I want to contribute 17%, 23% to the federal government for the operations of the federal government? Did you do that? Was that a voluntary exchange, or did they just take it from you? Sight unseen. They've got us so bad on taxation where we just assume that money's not even ours. This is the beauty of the withholding tax. We just assume, since it doesn't come in, see, you get a job, you're going to get paid $5,000 a month, you get that first check, you say, oh, okay, I have these dollars to work with, and you budget around that. You just pretend like all that money that's taken out of your check for other taxes and fees and Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and if you're under 50, you know it's not going to be there when you get there, but you just accept that it's taken out, and you take the little amount that's left over, your net after taxes, and you do all your budgeting on that, and you just pretend like, well, that other money that they took was never really mine anyway. They were going to take it anyway. Don't you? Of course you do. It's the only way you can get through with these things. It's like an abused spouse. Yeah, he comes home and slaps me around a little bit, but he's a great provider. He's got our kids in the best schools. Yeah, I mean, he gets angry. His job, there's a lot of stress at his job. He has to slap me around a little. But I got to tell you, when he apologizes, he's so sweet. He's a good-hearted person. That's what we're in. We're in an abusive relationship. Whew. Getting philosophical here. All right, we're going to talk about some facts today. I'm opting out of the reality show. I've got a bunch of reality show clips today. I don't think I'm going to play them. I think I'm just going to go into the facts. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
I got real long-winded last time, so I've got a short segment now, so I'll talk about foreign aid in just a second after the next break, but I can't believe I missed this segue. Talk about the fact that I believe the American people are in an abusive relationship with our government. We make all kinds of excuses for why they do to us what they do to us, so we can still love them, so we can still participate. You know, we never, heaven forbid, we actually strike out on our own, but... Joe Biden, and I reserve the right to play this again tomorrow and a look back at the week and the lunatic left. Joe Biden yesterday, there was a debate last night. Joe Biden talking about domestic violence. This guy, you know, it's very interesting. I know I misspeak on this show. I can't imagine if I went back and listened to every single one of the shows I've ever done. I talk for 2 hours a day. I would probably hear things like, oh, that was a bad way to say that or whatever. What is it that would compel you to say, like, some of the worst things possible? It's almost like his gaffes cannot get any worse. You know, it's like you can misspeak, and then you can actually step in it. And Joe Biden just continually steps in it. He was asked about, for some reason, domestic violence. Again, I didn't watch this clown show. Domestic violence was brought up at the Democratic debate last night. He weighed in on his way to tackle it, so to speak.
The Me Too movement has forced a cultural reckoning around the issue of sexual violence and harassment against women in America. Are there specific actions that you would take early in your administration to address this problem?
Yes, and by the way, it's one of the reasons, the first thing I would do is make sure we pass the Violence Against Women Act reauthorization, which I wrote. The fact, I didn't write the reauthorization, I wrote the original act. The fact is that what happens now is that we, in fact, have to fundamentally change the culture of how women are treated. That's why, as vice president, when I asked the president I could start the movement.
See, I'll say this. I'm just going to weigh in on this. I think we need to fundamentally change the culture of the way the American citizen is treated. But I'm just going to say that. And Trump's not doing that. You can say, that's why we elected Donald Trump. I don't see it. I don't think that that's actually happening. I'm going to talk about that in foreign aid, which has not changed very much at all under Donald Trump. But anyway, I'm just going to say, if we need to change the culture of the way women are treated, I'm going to say we need to change the culture of the way the U.S. taxpayers. I'm just going to say it.
Went on the college campuses to say, it's on us. It's everyone's responsibility. We do not spend nearly enough time dealing with... I was stunned when I did a virtual town meeting that told me 30,000 people were on the call, young people between 15 and 25, and found out, I said, what do you need to make you safer on college campuses and in your schools? You know what they said? Get men involved. Engage the rest of the community. And that's when we started this movement on the...
Well, maybe if you would quit telling men how terrible they were, you want men to be involved in this stuff, but then you constantly tell them how they're the patriarchy and that they're evil and that they're oppressives and that they're abusers. Kind of tough to get guys involved in a thing where they're immediately vilified from the beginning of any of these organizations.
college campus is to fundamentally change the culture. No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger other than in self-defense, and that's rarely ever occurs. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it. It will be a big no, I really mean it. It's a gigantic issue, and we have to make it clear from the top, from the president on down, that we will not tolerate it. We will not tolerate this culture.
Only Joe Biden. Only Joe Biden could take a story, you know, take a question about abuse towards women and say that the way to tackle the issue is to keep punching at it.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
We're back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. We don't do studio cams here. I'm glad we don't. I don't care about that stuff, and we're just too many. I mean, you can listen if you don't have a radio with you. You can go to WYAB.com. You can listen. We live stream the show, so you can get it. Who needs to see everything? Everybody's got a camera everywhere. Everything's got to be seen. That's just disgusting. I'm in a mood today, I got to tell you. But generally, the reason I bring this up is because generally, to describe how I am in the studio, I've got a computer sitting next to me. I've got my monitor here. I have to put clips and stories and all that stuff. So I kind of sit up in the chair. Back's kind of straight. Posture's pretty good in here. You can't see that, but trust me, posture's pretty good. I kind of feel like just kicking back in the chair and putting my feet up and just doing the show like that, maybe for the rest of, I don't know, the year, the Trump presidency, until the country completely falls apart. What difference at this point does it matter? The American people are so disengaged to anything that's important and so focused on the ridiculousness put in front of us. Is there an honest Democrat out there anywhere? I'm serious. Is there an honest Democrat out there? During the Russia hoax stuff, there were a few honest Democrats. I've brought up Jimmy Dore before. He's a comedian. He saw right through that. He said, Trump's not a Russian asset. Quit saying that. Hillary's a terrible candidate. Matt Taibbi. Now, we would disagree with a lot of things Jimmy Dore says. He's a socialist. He loves Bernie Sanders. I can't stand the idea that he wants that kind of, you know, government in this country. But at least he's honest. I mean, at least he can see when something is complete garbage. The vast majority of people on both sides refuse to admit when things are just complete garbage right in front of their face. It doesn't matter. Trump taking the oil in Syria is disgusting. On its face, it is disgusting. It is a war crime. It is horrible. Trump supporters refuse to even look at it. They think he's somehow, even though they will say, well, he's protecting it for Syria, even though he's never said that. I mean, there's no indication, no factual basis for that. But people will just, well, that must be why he's doing it. I don't know if there are any honest Democrats out there who can at least, you can dislike Donald Trump if you want to. You can dislike the Republicans. One of the reasons I have probably a better time talking to liberals than most conservatives and why I don't feel the need to name call, because I'm not trying to get them to be a Republican. I'm just trying to get them to wake up to how bad the left is. And then I talk to the people on the right, and I'm trying to get them to wake up to how bad the Republican Party is. And I'm going to prove that in just a second as we talk about this foreign aid, which takes place every year, all year, decade after decade. Doesn't matter if Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter who's in charge. We are borrowing money from China and handing it off to another country and then asking our children to pay it back plus interest. This is the reality of the situation. Now, the more sexy stuff is taking place right now in all the major networks in this impeachment trial. It's what everybody's swept up in. The reality of what's going on, it's not even talked about. All told, 30 countries receive 82% of all U.S. foreign aid, led by Afghanistan and Iraq, while 121 countries, they just get less than $100 million each. This is every year, not in total, every year. What do you think about that little $9,000 you send up to the federal government every year? What do you think it's going to? 121 countries get less than $100 million each. So what is that? Like 100,000 of you saps out there are sending your $9,000 just going into one country, like Sudan. Here, I've got some charts here. As I say, I feel like just kind of kicking back in the chair and just looking at it. So here's the foreign aid. And again, it would be one thing if we were running a surplus, right? If the United States had any money and they were squandering it at the federal level, both Republicans and Democrats. Golly gee, Mike, why'd you become a libertarian? I don't see why you don't stay out of the Republican Party. I mean, what are you clinging to with this party? What are you clinging to? If you want to see spending change in Washington, what are you clinging to with the Republican Party? I'm serious. Of course, the Democrats, they're lost. Okay, they're gone. They're done. They're toast. They've gone completely insane. I agree with you, but what are you clinging to with the Republican Party? Here's the top 10 countries. I want you to, one of these countries is not like the others. Here's the top 10. Afghanistan, $489 billion per year. Iraq, $3.36 billion per year. Israel, $3.18 billion per year. Jordan, $1.3. Ethiopia, $943 million. South Sudan, that's right. South Sudan every year is getting $922 million. So what actually that is that we borrow $922 million from China. And then we take that money and we send it to South Sudan, and then we expect our children to repay China plus interest the $922 million that actually went to benefit South Sudan. Kenya gets about $900 million. Pakistan, about $900 million. Nigeria, $644 million. Uganda, $608 million. Now, as I say, one of these countries is not like the others. I'm going to read through this list again. You tell me, what country out of this kind of, I don't know, sticks out to you a little bit? Afghanistan, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Kenya, Pakistan, Nigeria, Uganda. These are the top 10 recipients of U.S. foreign aid. Seems like a whole lot of really poor countries, doesn't it? Well, except for number three there. Israel's not a poor country. But they're, whatever it is, they've qualified for $3.18 billion in annual financial aid. When I come back, it's kind of interesting. There was some discussion at one point within the U.S. foreign policy establishment. They had $4 billion of money that had not been given out to a country yet as a fiscal year was closing. So what do you think they did? Do you think they sent that back to the Treasury and said, oh, look at that, we saved $4 billion on foreign aid? Of course not. No. There was a little bit of, let me tell you who the players were in the White House. See, Trump was actually thinking about, well, you know, maybe we just don't have to spend this money. We could just send it back to the Treasury and we wouldn't have to borrow this money to give it to somebody. But a couple of people in the White House stepped up and said, oh, no, sir. No, no, Mr. President. We definitely need to make sure we get that $4 billion spent. Now, I'm not surprised by the people in the White House who stepped up, very eager to spend your money, your children's money, your grandchildren's money. I'm not surprised by it because I've been telling you these people are pieces of crap since the day they were announced. You might be surprised because you love these people because they're Trump's guys, very close allies, very big supporters of Donald Trump.
Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
You want to know the difference between this show and other shows? You learn things here. Actual learned things you probably have never heard before. This is not a propaganda show like one of these national hosts, like a Sean Hannity. You can watch Sean Hannity every night. You don't learn anything. You may get some little player thing, but you'd basically only learn it from one thing. This show is full. I just learned something during the break as I'm looking at the information I'm about to cover with you here. Have you ever been to, or do you know anybody who's ever been to Benin? The country of Benin, B-E-N-I-N. I had never heard of this country before. I thought it was a typo. I'm looking at how much money that we give out in U.S. foreign aid. And I'm going to go over this. Actually, I think I've got the rest of my show lined up for today. It'll take me the rest of the show to read you off all the names and stuff like that. But there's a graphic that shows, and it's got these little circles, and the size of the circle is the size of the aid we give out. And I see on a pretty big circle this word, Benin. Have you ever heard of Benin before? I had never heard of it before. As I say, I thought it was a typo, so I looked it up. Benin, officially the Republic of Benin, and formerly Dahomey, is a country in West Africa. It's bordered by Togo to the west, Nigeria to the east, and Burkina Faso and Niger to the north. I'd never heard of Benin before. Looking at the map, fairly small place. This is formerly known as Dahomey. I was not aware that there was a country ever in the history of mankind named Dahomey. Did you know that Dahomey had changed its name to Benin? Well, you should get real darn interested because the American taxpayers on the hook for giving them $419 million per year. I'd never heard of Benin before. Formerly Dahomey, this tiny West African country is on the receiving end of America, who borrows $419 million from the Chinese and hands it over to Benin, and then we repay the Chinese with interest. I want to go through all these things. Well, there's their neighbor, Burkina Faso. And here's what I would tell you about this stuff, too. As I go through some of these countries, I'm going to see some. There's got to be some others on here I don't even recognize the name of. I mean, I've heard of Gambia and Sierra Leone and Guinea and Burundi. I've never heard of Benin before. Now, see, I've learned something. See, we're learning here. These are teachable moments. Every one of these foreign handouts, this foreign aid that we're giving out, every one of these is a quid pro quo. To those of you on the left who think you really got Donald Trump and something, let me tell you, there's a reason we are giving the small Western African country of Benin $419 million. It's not because we like their smile. Something is going on there. Let's see if we can find any more of these, because this list is endless. We got Mozambique, $580 million a year. Somalia, $584 million per year. Tanzania, $626 million per year. Uganda, $704. Let me see if we can find. I got to find some more that we didn't know about. I've heard of Chad, Madagascar, Liberia, Mali, Malawi. Now, here's one I've never really. Comoros, we give $1.2 million per year. What is this time? Eritrea. I've heard of this before. I guess that's a country. E-R-I-T-R-E-A, Eritrea. But they only get $130,000. Now, that is still what? About 15 taxpayers have money confiscated from their check just to pay little Eritrea their $130,000. But when you look at this chart, I mean, I'm looking at, again, these are circles, big bubbles that show each country, Rwanda, $170 million per year, Niger, $173, Nepal, $193, Haiti, $307 million a year, Malawi, $304 million per year. If you start to actually consider this money as money coming out of a taxpayer's pocket, starts to be kind of big money. As I do, I don't know if this exercise is powerful at all or not. I say what I'm trying to create here is 2 hours a day, which is the audio equivalent of torches and pitchforks, because it's well past time that we demand an end to this madness. And I am going to get to the story at the top of the hour of why this madness will not end, because of a couple of Trump's close allies there in the White House couldn't allow any, even a nickel of this foreign aid to not flow out. Of course, they're not paying it, right? Our children and grandchildren will. This is just massively disgusting to me. This has got to be... Oh, here's one. Lesotho. L-E-S-O-T-H-O. Lesotho is apparently a country. We give them $52.3 million per year. How many U.S. taxpayers, if the average U.S. taxpayer pays $9,000 in federal taxes, how many taxpayers is that? I'll do the math during the break. We'll see how many taxpayers it takes each year just to give the foreign aid to Lesotho. Do you know where Lesotho is? I do not. I will look it up during the break. I'll come back. I'll tell you. Because I know you don't know where Lesotho is. I'm pretty good with geography. When I was a kid, I traveled the world. My parents took me around the world. It wasn't because we were rich. My dad worked for Delta. It's a great perk. But I learned a lot about geography, a lot more than other people. I remember in high school, some girl asked me, I told her I was going to Sweden. She asked me if I was driving. Public schooling. You got to love it. Well, I can guarantee you public schools has not taught you where Lesotho is. I'll check it out. I'll let you know next hour. Stay with me. Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WIAB. Thanks for joining me today. We're talking about foreign aid today. I'm actually doing a little bit of educating here. I'm learning things. I think you'll learn some things. This is good stuff here. As I'm looking through the endless list of countries that we give money to. Now, as I said last hour, for those of you on the left who may think that this Ukraine stuff, look, this Ukraine stuff, if we want to spend time on Ukraine is just as corrupt as they get because America made it corrupt. It probably always would have been corrupt, but then we overthrew their government and put our government in there. It's corrupt because of pipelines. It's corrupt because of the Bidens. It's corrupt all over. It's just corrupt. But so is our foreign aid. Every one of these countries that we give money to is some level of a quid pro quo. We don't just hand out money. We're asking for a little something from everybody. The money is just stunning to me when you stop and think of the U.S. taxpayer, and you stop and think of the fact that we're broke. As a nation, we're broke. I don't know if anyone's noticed this. Maybe I'm teaching you something here. Hey, we've got $23 trillion in acknowledged debt and over $200 trillion of future promises that our government has made that they have no money to pay, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, veterans benefits. They've been making a lot of promises up there in Washington, D.C. See, that's how they continued to get in office. The same way the Republican Party tricks so-called conservatives, kinos, I refer to them, conservatives in name only. They trick all the kinos in Mississippi into continuing to vote for the same kind of Republican to send them up to Washington, D.C., where they do absolutely nothing. But you'll keep doing it because we don't want Mike Espy to get in there. So you will vote for Cindy Hyde-Smith next year. It does not matter that she voted against a 2% cut to federal spending. It doesn't matter. You only pretend to care about federal spending. If you were serious, you would never vote for these people. You would at least not vote for somebody who refuses to cut 2% from federal spending, and then maybe the other side gets elected, but you would at least be on the moral side of the argument. At least you wouldn't be a complete hypocrite when Espy gets up there and spends too much money. Then you try to find a Republican that can unseat him that is actually going to vote to stop spending money. But you won't do that. We won't do that. I don't want to be judgy. That's a little too direct. That's aggressive, Mike. I'm not yelling at you. We as Mississippians love the establishment Republican Party. We as Mississippians love the establishment. Don't give me all this crap about term limits. Don't be ridiculous. Quit saying term limits in Mississippi. You've had chances to send some of these establishment players packing. You choose not to. People try to primary these people all the time, and you turn your back on them. Quit talking about term limits like you know what you're talking about. I'm telling you, this is just a nation of children. So foreign aid is interesting, and I think it's a bigger issue than actually what's going on. I don't know who's testifying today. Fiona Hill, is she scoring some points? What's Sean Hannity saying today? What's Rush Limbaugh saying today? What's MSNBC saying today? Who's winning? Who's losing? Who's scoring points? Where's the blockbuster? I gotta know. God, I don't care about that stuff. So ridiculous. Here's what I care about. President Trump on Thursday, this is an older story. It's not last Thursday, just whatever Thursday this was. I think it's last year. President Trump on Thursday rejected a proposal from budget hawks in the administration to curb foreign aid spending after objections from anyone? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the big, fat, pompous Secretary of State neocon war whore that Trump has brought into his administration, and lawmakers from both parties. Officials briefed on the decision said, the White House's Office of Management and Budget, which since 2017 has been led by Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House Chief of Staff, has spent much of August working on the proposal. It would have imposed an estimated $4 billion of cuts to foreign aid funding. Okay? They were going to cut $4 billion across the whole thing. It'd be less than 10%. That couldn't happen, though, could it? It would have imposed an estimated $4 billion of cuts to foreign aid funding this year from money that Congress had approved, but that the State Department and the United States Agency for International Development had not designated yet for specific programs. You got this? Are you following me with this? And the USAID, that United States Agency for International Development, that's the CIA. That's like the humanitarian Trojan horse for the CIA. They get into countries saying, oh, we're sending in aid, but the spooks follow. And then the chaos ensues. So actually, they had $4 billion. They didn't even know what they were going to do with it, but they really wanted the money put into the budget, but they didn't have anything to do with it. So some people said, well, why don't we, if we don't have a reason for it, why don't we just take it out, not spend it? And Secretary Mike Pompeo said, oh, no, you don't. We need that $4 billion. Now, is it his $4 billion? Does he care because he has to? Does he have any skin in the game? Absolutely not. And this guy's going to be senator from Kansas as a Republican. You watch. He is. Because Republicans don't pay attention to this stuff. They just pay attention to Sean Hannity. And Sean Hannity will tell you that Mike Pompeo is a fine American. In recent days, members of Congress, Mr. Pompeo, and anyone, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, you know, that's Treasury Secretary we have that used to be with Goldman Sachs. Y'all know him, right? They lobbied against this cut, questioning the legality and effect of the move less than 2 months before the end of the fiscal year. Mr. Pompeo, Mr. Trump's most trusted cabinet official, won a similar argument against the budget office last August. So for 2 years in a row, Mike Pompeo has made sure that all this foreign aid keeps flowing out, and Trump supporters love him. We love this guy, don't we? And he's going to be a Republican congressman. He won't let you have $4 billion worth of a break on foreign aid, just handing out money to other countries. I'm going to get to some more of these countries in a second. This is fun. I'm learning stuff. The president, who often talks about cutting spending but has put little political muscle behind efforts to do so, ultimately decided the fight over $4 billion was not worth it because the pressure campaign from Mr. Pompeo and a barrage of calls from his allies on Capitol Hill. And those allies are anyone, Republicans, of course, right? So the Republicans and Mike Pompeo and Donald Trump said, oh, no, we can't cut anything from this foreign aid. Just too much of a hassle. Really, what does Trump need to fade that kind of heat for? Really kind of a hassle. Let the kids and the grandkids pay the $4 billion. We'll borrow another $4 billion from China. We'll give it away, and then we'll charge our kids the principal plus the interest. It's no big deal. It's better than having the icky feeling of having to debate this with allies, right? Let's see if we can find some more countries. There were a couple in here. Palau. I think I've heard of that one. Have you heard of Palau? P-A-L-A-U. We give them $9.4 million a year. Kind of feels like, I don't know. Should these people not be like putting in vacation packages for Americans? Should we not get discount on travel? I mean, we're going to give you $9.4 million a year. You'd think maybe you'd give us 10% off hotels. There were a couple in here that I didn't really recognize. Gabon. I think I've heard of that one. Don't they? They named a monkey after that. Isn't there a Gabon? There's got to be some connection there too. What did I find in here, though? Suriname, S-U-R-I-N-A-M-E. Now, we only give them $80,000, so can't expect much from them. But there were some other good ones. Here's a funny one. Here's one for a couple of giggles. We give China every year $53 million in foreign aid. How about that? While we're in a trade war with them, and while we say they stole all our stuff, and while we spend all our money with them, and we've actually recreated their entire economy by shipping all of our manufacturing jobs over there, then we just top it off a little cherry on the top of $53 million a year in federal aid. How about that? What do you think about that? I was looking. I actually saw Russia on this list. At first, I was thinking, is Russia the only country in the world we don't give money to? But silly me. No, we give Russia money. Here it is. $168 million a year goes to Russia. Who else you got? Call them out from the balconies back there. Who you want to hear? You want to hear how much money we give to Oman? $6.7 million. Poland? $11.2 million. Come on. What else you got? Who wants to know how much we give to Trinidad and Tobago? $1.7 million. Let's see here. Hey, we give $30,000 to Switzerland, and they're one of the most prosperous countries on the planet. We only dream to be as economically sound as Switzerland is, yet we give them money. It's only $30,000, but we give them a little. They get a little taste. We don't want to leave anybody out. There was a guy named Mr. Dodson when I was growing up, the Episcopal Church. It was friends of my family. Super nice guy. He and his wife. Just great. They both since passed away. I remember the thing I really liked about Mr. Dodson the most was every Sunday, he was kind of a portly guy. But if you were a kid, little kid, you walked up to him, he put his hand out to shake your hand, he always had a piece of gum in it. Always. I think you could go over and see this guy at his house in the bed. You could wake him up. Hey, Mr. Dodson, good morning. I think he'd reach into his pocket and hand you a piece of gum. every single Sunday, if you wanted a piece of gum, you looked for Mr. Dodson out in the courtyard by the church, and you went up there and you shook his hand, and he'd reach down in his pocket and get a piece of gum, and he'd shake your hand, and you'd walk away with a piece of gum. I guess that's U.S. foreign policy. Now, sometimes you get the whole pack, but I guess it must be great to be Secretary of State or the President or whatever, where you just always got a little something-something for everybody. I mean, we're giving Switzerland $30,000. Obviously, they can survive without $30,000, but we still feel the need to give it to them, right? This list is exhaustive. I believe it's every country in the world we give some level of money to. When you're giving Switzerland, who is wildly more prosperous than us, $30,000, there's something wrong. But there's a reason we do this, and it's a political reason. It was done for some politician's benefit somewhere. But don't pay attention to this. Make sure whatever you do, tune in to Sean Hannity or MSNBC tonight. Get your marching orders on today's testimony. It's not going to matter if you're on the left. You're going to get your impeachment vote. You're going to vote to impeach Trump. The Senate's going to vote to exonerate him. Trump's going nowhere. It's going to make no difference whatsoever. But knock yourself out. Go ahead. Play the game. That's what they want. That's what they want. Meanwhile, just know that Bahrain is getting $1.4 million. I could do this all day. I could do this all day. Nambia. How much do you think Nambia is? I wish I had something to give away. I'm going to look around the studio here. I want to run a... You can't look. See, the bad thing about doing radio contests now, you know, it used to be you could ask a question on the radio years and years and years ago. You know, the first caller to tell me how much we give Nambia in foreign aid, and somebody would have to come up with the knowledge, and their knowledge would be worth something. You get, now everybody's got it on their phone. It's no fun. You can't do radio contests anymore because nobody really knows how hard is it to. I'm not going to reward somebody for Googling something. So I'll go ahead and spoil it. Nambia gets $53.8 million per year, courtesy of
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
You know, there's a movement on the left right now to lower the voting age. You've heard these things, not just in our country, in other countries too. I can't remember what I was playing, and they wanted to lower the voting age to like 8. You know, a lot of times the nut jobs on the left, what they say is, well, you know, the kids are the ones that are down with climate change legislation. We need to let them vote because it's going to be their planet, and blah, 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 blah. I'm virulently opposed. I think the voting age should be raised to around 35, personally. We are very slow to mature in this country now, much more slow than we were before. We have a you know, some arrested development. However, let me qualify this for all of you young people out there. I don't think you should be able to vote, maybe with some level of civics or IQ test or something. I don't know. But we certainly shouldn't be lowering the voting age. It should be going up. But I do believe that young people who wouldn't be allowed to vote in the Mike Madison system should also be able to just wave their hands and say, no, I'm not standing for this debt. No. You're not picking my pockets for debt that my parents and their generation rang up. Nope. Not going to do it. Like, I'm trying to figure out how do I do this with my kids. My children are not going to pay this money back. As far as I'm concerned, it's morally wrong. My kids are 18 years old. They may have just voted in November. I don't know if they voted or not. I didn't get them all excited about it. Well, if you don't even get me started on voting. That's the first time they voted. We got $23 trillion in debt. They had nothing to do with that. Do they have to? Are they seriously? Is there some moral clause? Well, we're all in this together, says the boomer who who elected politicians his whole life to destroy the country with crippling debts. I think that the voting age should be 35, but anybody who didn't vote for... And you know, it's funny. It's kind of one of these things where one of the big platitudes is, well, you got to vote. If you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Well, I got to tell you, most of the people listening to me are the people that are voting for these people who are running up massive deficits. Seems like if you don't vote for the people that are running up massive deficits, then you should be the one to complain. And the people who do vote for the establishment mealy-mouthed Rhino Republicans here in Mississippi are the ones that shouldn't be able to complain. You're the ones that have been electing these people. And now I've elected some of them too. I don't know if I've elected any of the current crop. I don't think I have. But I could be held responsible for votes for Trent Lott in the past and Thad Cochran in the past, back when I was a Kool-Aid drinking, neocon, warmongering, piece of human filth Republican myself. And I don't mean Republicans are filth. I just mean I was such a warmonger. It's really gross. Very embarrassing. But if you are the ones voting for these nation-wrecking politicians, it seems like you shouldn't be able to complain. And if my kids have not voted because they were too young, they should be able to complain. And I believe that my children should be able to look in the eye of any IRS tax collector or any authority figure and just stare them straight to their soul and say, no. Nope. Absolutely not. I'm not paying for any of this that went on before me. Not a nickel of it. And the authorities that would come after future generations for money that was run up by our generations, they shouldn't have a legal leg to stand on. If I ran up money in my children's name on a credit card, those children just go to the credit card company and they say, look, I know this was in my name, but if you look, the signature is not mine. I didn't know this was going on. This was my mom or my dad. And the credit card company says, oh, okay, well, then we'll wipe this off you. We're going to go after the people who actually ran this debt up, which is your mom or your dad. And they go after them, and the child just goes on with their life. I should believe that should be a national program, too. I'm going to find a way to where my children can look in the eye of anybody that comes to pick their pockets and says, no, I'm not paying that. No, absolutely not. Matter of fact, I think we should all be able to opt out of this entire system. Now, this was what may get me in a little trouble here on the air. I don't think they have a legal claim to a nickel in your pocket, but especially with the way they're spending. Now, I've been talking about this foreign aid, because I find it fascinating that Americans just sit here and we're going to watch the reality TV of what's going on in the impeachment hearings and the debates and all that stuff. Meanwhile, I teased it earlier, Lesotho. Do you know the country Lesotho? I didn't know this one. Now, the first one that I ran across that I was so, because it's a big amount, we give the country of, where is it again? Benin, B-E-N-I-N. I'd never heard of it. We give them $419 million a year. Lesotho, not as big a circle, but still it's $52.3 million a year we give them in foreign aid. I thought, well, that's it. I've never heard it. Have you heard of Lesotho? But I teased this, and then I didn't come back and tell you. I'm trying to help you learn things. Lesotho is officially, the Kingdom of Lesotho is an enclaved country within the border of South Africa. It is one of only three independent states completely surrounded by the territory of another country, and the only one outside of the Italian peninsula, Lesotho. Anyway, it's got around 1 million people in it. It's this little country inside the country of South Africa. Look at that. You learned something on the Mike Madison Show today. You learned what Lesotho is. It's the Kingdom of Lesotho. You understand now where it is. And you understand that the federal authorities, the people that we have put in charge of us, the psychopaths, as I like to defer to them, they give this little country that you've just learned of $52.3 million per year. Or a couple other things. There are a couple other. Oh, here's a Maria Mauritania, Mauritania. They get $17.4 million. Where's that? I think I've heard of it. I've heard of most of these. I guess I'm pretty well educated. I've heard of mostly Tonga, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Cabo Verde. I'd not heard of. I mean, I've heard of Cabo. Are we really giving $1 million a year just to Cabo, to the vacation spot? Because it seems like our vacations should be cheaper if the taxpayer's paying for that. But no, this is Cabo Verde. That's a country. They're getting about $1 million a year. Am I beating this dead horse hard enough? I've probably made my point. I would have guessed. I would just guess I probably made my point here. But it will be a point that will be disregarded by the end of today. You will be on to the testimony of today because Sean Hannity will tell you to pay attention to the testimony of today. And Sean Hannity will tell you, make sure you rally around your commander-in-chief who is unfairly under attack. And MSNBC will get you convinced that today was blockbuster testimony and that Donald Trump must be removed. And that is the game you will play. See, the game that our leaders, our elites are playing is the game I've been playing today. What they do is they go around for all their corrupt purposes, much like Hunter Biden goes to Ukraine and gets his. But that's an easy story. Look, he goes, he gets his little cherry gig. You know, his dad says, well, we're going to give you $1 billion, but you need to not investigate. I say, look, it's garden variety corruption. And I guarantee you there is some level of that garden variety corruption in every one of these stories that I've told you today. The fact that we give South Africa $511 million a year, somebody's getting something for that. The fact that Jordan gets $1.5 billion a year from the U.S. taxpayer, somebody's getting something for that. In that particular case, it's probably weapons manufacturers. The fact that Israel has a $37 billion package. Now, they get about $3.5 billion per year. Believe me, I showed you yesterday the way that goes. We give billions of dollars to Israel. They give millions of dollars back in kickbacks to members of Congress on both parties to keep that foreign aid flowing. Every one of these is a quid pro quo. Every bit of it is corruption. This is the game the elites are playing. The $5 million to Croatia, the $5.9 million to Hungary, the $6.1 to the Czech Republic, the $6.7 to Oman, the $11.2 to Poland, the $12.7 to Latvia, the $20.9 to Lithuania, the $21.4 to Estonia, the $35.4 million we give to Canada for some reason, and the $38.4 million we give to Austria every single year. Those are all quid pro quos. That's the game the elite's playing, and they're doing it with your money and with your children and your grandchildren's money. But heaven forbid we pay attention to this big issue and hold somebody like our elected representatives responsible for something like this. Instead, we pat them on the back and take selfies with them at the next Rotary Club meeting because we're so excited to be on our side of the team because we can't believe how unfair they're being to Donald Trump.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
This is almost a funny one. We're talking about foreign aid here. You know, the Ukraine stuff is all about foreign aid. Was Trump going to withhold it for something, for a quid pro blah, blah, blah. I'm reading off all of these countries where you just hand money out to like candy. United States is going to give you a taste. Every one of these a quid pro quo. I don't know what the reason is that we give $19.1 million to Gambia every year. I'm not sure what it is, but somebody's getting something for it. Gambia sounds like something in Africa. A lot of mineral and petrol treasures in Africa. Somebody's getting paid. Somebody's getting something for that. You're getting something for it, too. You know what you're getting? The bill. Here's a really funny one. Not funny, ha-ha, but funny, how badly are the American people abused by their own government, funny. I'm looking at this chart again. If you want to, I kind of want everybody to see this. It's got all the bubbles there. I think it would be as maddening to you as the rest of us. Where is Guinea-Bissau? G-U-I-N-E-A-B-I-S-S-A-U. Guinea-Bissau. We give them $1.7 million a year. I was just curious. Seems like we should know where it is. I mean, they're apparently one of our children. On this chart, there's these amounts are in bubbles. The bigger the bubble, the more money we give them. Ethiopia, we give them $1.1 billion per year. It's a pretty big bubble. South Sudan, we give them $924 million a year. It's a pretty big bubble. But there's a bubble right next to it that's even bigger, and it's Afghanistan. Afghanistan, $5.7 billion per year. Again, you can look at it one of two ways. Either it's taxpayer money, money ripped out of your paycheck every single pay period. Or you can look at it as we borrow it from China and then we just send it to Afghanistan. And then we just charge our kids and our grandkids the bill to pay back the money that we borrowed from China, plus interest. So we give Afghanistan $5.7 billion per year. On the same day I'm doing the research on that story, I run across this. The Institute for Economics and Peace in Sydney, Australia, on Wednesday published the 2019 edition of its Global Terrorism Index. The survey of terrorist incidents over the past year found that the Taliban has surpassed the Islamic State as the world's deadliest terrorist group. The Islamic State, ISIS, was seen as the deadliest threat in every edition of the report since 2013. The rise of the Taliban and fall of ISIS in the 2019 report. I mean, come on. We've been in Afghanistan now for 18 years, and they are still the biggest recipient of our foreign aid again. To you sheeple out there that are getting sheared to send $5.7 billion a year to Afghanistan, and they've actually used it to rebuild, apparently, their terror network. The Taliban controls more area now than they used to when we first landed in Afghanistan. Poppy production and heroin production out of Afghanistan is like 25 times what it was when we landed there. It's a failure on every metric. Every metric. So how do I, we got any attorneys out there? How do my children just laugh in the face of a tax collector who comes when they start working? They're 18 now. In a few years, they're going to get out and they're going to be working. How do they just laugh in the face at a tax collector that comes and tries to take money from them out of their pockets to pay back what's been going on for this government that the greatest generation, the boomers and the Gen Xers, my generation, what we've created? What's the legal standing for my child to just laugh in the face of anybody that comes to take a nickel from them? Because I'm going to encourage them to tell them to say, look, I don't want any piece of this. I don't know what y'all have been doing for the last 50, 60 years. You've created an absolute mess. It doesn't work. It's really pretty incredibly expensive, and it really doesn't function very well, and I'm not going to pay for it. How do my children do that? What would be the legal standing for that? Sanity? Freedom? Can you make a case anymore for freedom in this country where we're not all sharecroppers, where when a tax authority comes to you and says, and particularly, to be honest with you, I'm mostly talking about federal taxes. State, you know, states can probably collect some taxes. It's usually less, except from the left-leaning states. My problem is really with the feds. This government that was never supposed to have gotten this big, was never designed to be this big, never should be this big. Yeah, you've got Mike Pompeo and Steven Mnuchin, former Goldman Sachs banker, telling Donald Trump he can't cut $4 billion off foreign aid. But how does my child just look at a tax collector and say, get your hands out of my paycheck. I didn't ask for any of this stuff. I don't want it. I didn't ask for it. It's not benefiting me in any way. I'm going to take whatever I earn and I'm going to go about my business, and you'd be well advised to just leave me alone. Doesn't that sound like a free American? Doesn't that sound like, I don't know, something out of the 17, 1800s, basically everything up to 1913, an American that just says, hey, yeah, no, I'm earning the money. I get up in the morning. I go to work for me, not for you, not for people that need this or that or other countries that say they want stuff. I work for myself. And so I'm going to take all the money. Thank you very much. If anybody else wants to contribute to your operation there in Washington, D.C., they can. I choose not to. Doesn't that sound like a free American? Why are we not free Americans anymore? Why don't you say that? Because you're scared. We've actually allowed them to create a system that will put you in jail. You have to prove your innocence when it comes to things like the IRS and things like that. I'm just trying to figure out. I don't think my children should have to pay for the mistakes of generations before them. Now, I know a lot of people in these generations, though, have got a vested interest because, see, you're living in a Ponzi scheme. You want your Social Security, your Medicare, and your Medicaid, and you understand that if the young people opt out, you ain't getting your stuff. So, actually, what has become of this country? I'm kind of free. I'm just kind of, what is this, free association today? I'm just kind of letting my mind go down different paths. Here's what has happened to a formerly free people in this country. You have allowed them to set up a system to where right now, if you were over the age of 65, if you were taking any public benefits, you are involved in a Ponzi scheme and you are actually taking money out of the pockets of young people who have no obligation to you whatsoever. Now, I understand you paid in. I got you. I understand. I get the most angry calls when I say, you know, maybe you shouldn't get your Social Security. Because here's the thing that people don't get on this. I know you paid in. The problem is you sat back and you watched while a bunch of politicians went into Social Security trust funds and went into the government, and they took money out and they just left a bunch of IOUs. You saw that happening. They told you they were doing it. They didn't lie to you. They told you right now, we're going to go by, we're going to take money out of Social Security trust fund. We're going to spend it on just whatever we want to spend it on. We'll put an IOU in there. You allowed that. You allowed and encouraged the Ponzi scheme by voting for the same people who were Ponzi-ing you. Kind of feels like it's our responsibility to say, well, we allowed them to destroy the system. I don't think we can ask children that weren't even born when we were making these decisions to pay for it now. But no, even conservative people now, so-called conservatives, I'll call you a kinos, conservatives name only, you really want the federal government to have a ton of power, because particularly if you're on the dole from them, I mean, you want them to have to strip future generations of their wealth so that they can pay you what you feel entitled to. And this is the whole country. I mean, we're just all entitled to this. We're entitled to that. Hell, we've gotten down to the point, it's not even just money anymore. Now we're just entitled to not be offended. We're entitled to not be offended. If somebody offends us, we think they should be run out of the country. They should lose their job. Their life should be destroyed. They should have to leave the country. Just if they offend us now, I mean, we're so entitled. 4 and 8 really kind of got to me today, I got to say. The site is, you can email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com. I'll send you a link to this thing. It's pretty interesting. It's a MarketWatch, MarketWatch website. I'll read you the things. Maybe you don't have to bother to even email me. MarketWatch. Do an internet search for MarketWatch, U.S. foreign aid, where all that money is going and why. This was from January of this year. Again, that's MarketWatch, U.S. foreign aid, where all that money is going and why. It's amazing. You may find some other countries in there that you didn't know existed either, and you can... you can take a look at them and learn something. Like I say, this is all about teachable moments here on the Mike Madison Show. And I've already found 4 or 5 countries that we give hundreds of millions of dollars to a year, and I didn't even know they existed as countries. I got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man. Man, yeah, this stuff that when I hear it, it just gripes my butt, man.
Isn't it maddening?
Huh?
It is maddening, and nobody cares.
No. You know what it is? You've heard of Madoff, right?
Oh yeah,
huh?
Oh yeah.
This is it on a. We're in Bernie Madoff on a massive scale. So you know how he sent out statements to his people, and they were just fake statements, right?
Right, Right.
We get those Social Security statements, and what does that mean? What is it? You know, because
right.
they can adjust inflation. They can take it away or decrease it.
Yeah.
To any means they want. That's just one example.
Right.
One means is cutting it off, decreasing benefits. I mean, like you say, that nobody's paying in. Poof, it's gone. I mean, you know, it's just Madoff on a massive scale, on a legalized scale, I guess. I guess it's legal.
Well, you know, Madoff said when he got arrested, he said, look, if I was the government, you'd be praising me for doing this. There wouldn't be anything wrong with it. He said that's the only difference.
I've never heard that. Well, that's true.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a Ponzi scheme. But, you know, it's like, I mean, people on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and everything right now, they are like Madoff clients, too. They don't want it to be true. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no, right, exactly.
Yeah, they're trying to stick their head in the sand and just hope that they make it out. They're running out the clock while the Ponzi's still going. And instead of freeing future generations like responsible adults, we're just trying to run out the clock and take as much as we can while we're here. Screw everybody that comes behind us.
It's a massive generation, and I thank God for them because they built this country. But you know. So you take a snake when he eats a rat, dude, and you know the rat starts out, you know, and goes to the snake. So that generation was the rat in the snake, which is like the government. And so they pushed up housing, the price of everything they've touched. And Gen Xers are on one side, and you got the older generation's gone pretty much now, but. The boomers are the ones that were so big, you know, and they've affected everything, you know, from the price of housing.
Yep.
And that's why the stock market went up because they're all putting money in that. And now it's going to be, you know, I don't know, retirement housing, or they're still pushing up the stock market because they're investing in it. That's why it's going through. But at some point when the music stops, you know, and they're out in 15 or 20 years, then what? What do we have? The rat by the snake, and then what is left for us?
Not a thing. But you know, people refuse to acknowledge it. They play the party game. They think that they're. But you know, I mean, think about those storied statesmen of Mississippi we sent up there. Your Trent Lotz, your Thad Cochran's, decades and decades in Washington D.C. And this is what we have to show for it. Yet there is still a tremendous amount of deference for these people. Hell, we named buildings after them, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. That's why I want term limits. Hell, that would help us all out.
But term limits won't do us any good. We keep electing the same establishment people anyway. We just put another establishment person into Greg Harper's seat. We put another establishment person into Thad Cochran's seat. We'll never change.
Well, they're playing the appointment game now.
Right.
You know, you get appointed before, and then you get elected because you're basically in there.
So right.
It's all a game.
It is. I don't. And it's so easy to see.
Hopefully enough young people will get enamored to it, and they're forced to pay into it. So we'll have a little something left. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't count on it. If I was a young person right now and you came to me for a nickel of taxes, I would look at you like you were stone dead crazy and tell you ain't touching what I got. I didn't create this mess.
Well,
you pay
have
for
a choice,
it.
Man. That FICA food and suit is coming out every month. Man.
Yeah, that's the con job.
The dog got one out first. She couldn't believe what they were taking out.
Yeah, but. I know. That's a crime. That is a crime. You're stealing money from kids just starting out, and then we blame them because they're not buying houses and they don't move out of their parents' basement. You know, I mean, there's plenty of problems with the millennial generation and their attitude and what they've been taught and the socialism and all that stuff. I got big problems with their philosophy, but I can't fault them for not leaving mom's house and not being able to afford a house. We have so screwed up this country financially, and they are just one of the first generations in mass to have to see the mess that we've created.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
Man, thanks for the call. Got to run to a break.
All right.
You know, I feel bad for these generations, and I don't think I think what we've done to them is tremendously immoral.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
All
right, I've only got a few seconds left on the show today, talking about foreign policy. The whole thing is just, this is so dirty and corrupt across the board. Nothing in the Ukraine stuff is going to change that. Nothing Trump's doing is changing it. Nothing the Republicans or Democrats are doing is changing it. I was looking at this foreign aid thing real quickly. I got Syria at $891 million a year and Yemen at $595 million a year in foreign aid. We're actively bombing these countries right now and then sending them over $1 billion a year in federal aid, foreign aid. This is absolutely pure insanity. So go play your little red, blue, left, right, Republican, Democrat games. Sean Hannity will pat you on the back for it, call you a great American.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.